Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Going Deep, an offshoot of the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. I'm Mike Courtney, and for 40 days, we are involved in a spiritual adventure of going deep. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. But each day, we're looking at a passage of Scripture that talks to us about what it means to go deep in our walk with Christ. Good morning. I realize I need to do these recordings the night before because in the morning my voice sounds really sleepy. It's good to see you this morning and thanks for joining us on Going Deep. Today, the scripture lesson was Matthew 10. In the beginning, it's the call and commission of Jesus to send out his disciples. He names them, he says to them, or at least Matthew says that he gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and heal every disease and sickness. There's some conversation a little bit later about kind of end times things. There's the admonition to tell the story of Jesus no matter what the cost, and then kind of the great challenge that anyone who loves their father, mother more than me is not worthy of me. And we're familiar with all of those things. I want to take that thought. Anyone in verse 37, anyone who loves their father, mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Take that thought, and then a little bit earlier in verse 9, as he's sending out the disciples, he says, do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts, no bag for your journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. We are talking about this week about giving up, about letting go, about those things that we need to surrender in order to go deep. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about surrendering the right to hold a grudge and being unforgiving. Today, it seems like the thought is surrendering those things in which we normally place our confidence. We normally say, this is what I can depend on, my ability to earn silver and gold, I'm a good workman, I've made a good income for myself, my mom and dad are always going to be here to take care of me, or in my case, my sons are always going to be here to take care of me. What are the things that you depend on, and perhaps put them ahead of your dependence upon Christ? I believe that part of what this passage of scripture is calling us to is to let go of all of those things that we count as our safety net over and above what it means to genuinely surrender all of that to Christ. And that involves a surrender, a sacrifice, almost a suffering, if you will. Theophan the Recluse, of a 17th century Russian Orthodox, it's interesting, the Russian Orthodox, but at least Eastern Orthodox priest, said this: one who proceeds without suffering will bear no fruit. Pain of the heart and physical striving bring to light the gift of the Holy Spirit bestowed in holy baptism upon every believer, buried in passions through our negligence in fulfilling the commandments, and brought once more to life by repentance through the ineffable mercy of God. I don't know a whole lot about suffering. To be honest, those of us who live in the Western world really don't know a lot about suffering. But we can get a little taste of it in sacrifice. If we're willing to lay some things down, to let go of some things, to participate somewhat in the suffering of Jesus. Philippians 3:10-11 might be my life verse. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. and so to become like him as he is, and somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. I probably won't really suffer like some of the ancients have suffered, certainly like the early church suffered, but I can at least sacrifice. I can at least lay some things down. And today, what I'm trying to lay down are those things in which I place my confidence ahead of my confidence that God will take care of me and meet my every need. So today I challenge you to kind of think through that and lay down some of the things that you place ahead of your dependence upon God. Thanks for being a part of this. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Tomorrow, the scripture is John 15, which will be a fun, I'm the vine, you're the branches passage. That'll be a fun to talk about. Have a blessed day, and let's continue going deep. Thank you for joining us for Going Deep. If this is your first day, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. If you'd like to know more about Going Deep or the podcast, What Difference Does That Make, you can go to branchesblog.com or continue to listening on podcasts wherever you find them, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM. Look for What Difference Does That Make by Dr. Mike Courtney. Again, thank you for being a part of this, and join us tomorrow as we continue going deep.